Good morning, brethren. Welcome to our last day of convention. We like to open the service with the use of hymn 358 in the Red Book. That would be Appendix Y, Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee. In the Red Book, you'll find it on Appendix Y.
Did you say 358? What is it?
In the Red Book, that's all I know. So I look for it in the other.
It says 358 here. Huh?
Yes. But, so I think you need to use the Red Book.
Oh, okay.
Appendix Y in the Red Book. You want to know why?
If
Jesus, the very thought of thee, with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see, and in thy presence rest. No voice can say, nor can the memory find a sweeter sound than thy blessed name, O Savior of mankind. O hope of every contrite heart, O joy
Brother Rick Evans to come forward and read the November 30th manna text. November 30th, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. Surely he who was careful to supervise the sowing work is not less interested and careful in respect to the reaping. Let us then thrust in the sickle of truth with energy and courage, remembering that we serve the Lord Christ, remembering that we are not responsible for the harvest, but merely for our energy in gathering what ripe wheat we can find. If the labor be great for the finding of a few grains of ripe wheat, we are to rejoice the more in those we do find, and to learn to love and appreciate that which is scarce and precious. Let us remember, too, while using all the wisdom we can in this service, that the Lord's object in giving us a share in His work is not so much what we can accomplish as in the blessing that we can labor with, labor will bring upon us. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. Thank you. Now we've asked Brother John Kravis to come forward and read for us our morning resolve.
My earliest thought, my desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and a providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother John. You know, when he read that part about pure in heart, you know, that's what James starts with. The wisdom from above, first of all, you know, it's pure. And Jesus even said, blessed are the pure in heart. But when John read that, I'll tell you who I thought about. I thought about John. Brother John is somebody that I think of as pure in heart. Thank you. The next thing we often read is a vow unto the Lord. Sometimes brethren are reticent to read this because it's not a vow they have personally taken. And increasingly so, that's true. But this is a vow that Brother Russell took. And it's published here. And the principles about are so engaging that it's helpful sometimes to read the vow. I'm going to read it for you. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, and that usually is possible, but I noticed when Brother Russell penned this, you know, he was pretty careful. So I appreciate his putting that in there, if possible. To scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, remembering that there are but the two masters. I will resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I would at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. So far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers. We're going to continue now in our morning devotions with the use of hymn number 276. Hymn 276. Thank you.
Sweet the moments, rich in blessing, which before the cross I spend. Life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. Truly blessed is the station, lo, before the cross to lie. While I see
prayer for this day, and especially for Brother Shalu's lesson. We've asked Brother Rick Evans to come forward and offer a prayer for us.
Our dear most gracious Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy most holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your watch care throughout this evening and the beautiful day that we have today, especially a day with sunshine and the opportunity to have convention, to serve thee, to fellowship with thy brethren, to know that we have an opportunity in thy great plans and purposes. We ask you now, be with Brother Russ as he breaks to us the bread of life, the very things that we need as we walk constantly trying to please thee in the footsteps of thy dear Son. Continue to be with us, guide and direct us. We pray continually for thy nation Israel, and we pray that thy kingdom will soon come and will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we ask all these things in the name of thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Brethren, we're very thankful to have Brother Russell Shalu come a long, long distance to serve us. And we've had him from time to time, and apparently we keep having him because we enjoy his service. And Brother Shalu is a well-prepared speaker. I know that by experience. And he's a deep-thinking speaker. I know that by experience. And his subject today engages my attention. The anointings of David. The anointings of David. I look forward to this presentation by Brother Shalu.